You may have heard that Parliament has just passed an amendment to the Interpretation Act, but you may also ask, what does that really mean? Well, according to Attorney General Dale Marshall, it means that government's documents are now to be in electronic form, including the estimates of expenditure, which were laid last night.
Today's amendment, Mr. Speaker, is an amendment to the Interpretation Act, and it only has about three or so clauses. And the first of those clauses is to change the definition of printing so that for the purposes of a parliament in the year 2019, printing now takes on a more expansive and modern meaning rather than just that thing that started hundreds of years ago with the printing press.
He observes that Barbados' institutions have failed to keep pace with change.
Throughout our public service, we do little or nothing unless it is documented on paper. All of the new members of cabinet, and even the older members of cabinet, sir, endure the frustrations of being told on a weekly basis that a file has to move from Ministry A to Ministry B. And you would forgive the younger members of Parliament for thinking that that was a virtual process.
Attorney General Marshall expands on how the change impacts on the laying of the estimates.
The laying of estimates in Parliament was dependent entirely on the capacity of the government printery to produce adequate numbers of each of these documents. Because when it is laid, it has to be made available to each parliamentarian. That is an inefficient exercise. It is also a wasteful exercise. But perhaps the unkindest cut of all, sir, is the fact that by insisting on a paper-based format, it is all of our financial planning for the year was limited to the people in this chamber and limited to the public servants who in a silo prepared it. We have pledged as an administration to an openness, a transparency about how we deal with government affairs. Mr. Speaker, only 2 or 3 weeks ago we passed a public finance bill, the centerpiece of which, the golden thread which passed through it all, happened to be that the public had a right to know.
It also means that more and more you can go to Parliament and government's websites for important documents.
The estimates document, as it currently is formulated, consists of hundreds, if not thousands, of pages. But as a result of the Public Finance Act, which we've just passed, it will also need to be accompanied by many, many more documents. Documents produced by every ministry, stating what their plan for the year is going to be in great detail. Documents produced under the statute by every single department, every single statutory corporation, every single limited corporation. Everything that government has an interest in also has to put those documents available under the Public Finance Act. All of that, Mr. Speaker, amounts to a huge amount of paper per member of Parliament and creates a difficulty for disseminating information easily to government departments and to the members of the public.
And the change has implications for the publishing of the Official Gazette.
So notice to the world, which is given life by being published in a gazette, now takes on a new specter, sir. And it requires, in a modern society, that act of giving notice should be fully accomplished by virtue of a digital publication. So, it means that when we publish things in the Gazette, when we print things in the Gazette, you are no longer required to go to the government printer and get a document, you give him the ad or the notice or whatever it is, and have it run through a press and printed at either a Monday or a Thursday. What will now happen is because we have an opportunity to go digital with our Gazette, it means, Mr. Speaker, that we can publish the Gazette as required and that we don't have to do the physical printing.
That's Attorney General Dale Marshall, and this has been SAGCOR's Early Business.